You know, physically, a lot of guys back to work today. You guys saw that. Obviously, McCray, Austin, Chris Harris, decision to keep him out this morning. Webster did brief work early. I pulled Emmanuel out about 30 minutes into practice. You know, I just didn't look like himself, and I'm going to be smart with him. He wanted to go. So, and Derek Wolfe has been cleared. He did a little bit of, you know, work in shorts this morning. He's been cleared and will be back full go with the team starting this afternoon. So that's where we're at.
Was Chris precautionary?
Yeah, you know, he just, you know, we had the day off. We came back today. Me and Greek talked this morning. And unless it was like, oh, we're 100%, we're fine, you know. So there was a little question there. So we said, well, let's give him another day and see where we're at. So that's a big deal. That's no big, you know, that's where we're at.
What's the difference?
Did I answer that?
Yes, you did.
What's the difference this week compared to the previous weeks in camp as you get ready for it?
Well, the good thing now is, I mean, we get to go play and, you know, check where we're at and where everybody's at against somebody else other than ourselves. You know, you get tired of beating on each other. But, you know, we came back from a day off. We started really slow, but I thought we got going. I thought offensively we got better today. We got a little tougher mentally. We pushed through it, had a lot of guys making plays, and, you know, I'm just trying to stay after them to continue to push each other when they sense, you know, a little slack. It shouldn't come from me all the time. It needs to come from them as well.
What do you limit reps, Gary, with Peyton as you guys manage him? What other avenues do you use for him to build chemistry with those skill guys and the offensive line?
Well, the thing that we're trying to do, you're saying when we give him a break, how to?
Yeah.
Well, the thing we're trying to do is the days that he does work, I mean, we're really covering a lot of bases, you know what I mean? You saw we did everything in a book today from no huddle to, I mean, you name it, we did it. And so making sure he's getting his work. And then even when we're in special teams period, he doesn't take that period off. He's throwing with, you know, with DT, he's throwing with the man. He's doing something, so it's a continuous. I think I really like what I see. When he goes 3 days and he gets that break, like today's coming off of a break, boy, he threw the ball well today, you know. So I think it's our job to just continue to keep him fresh, and he'll scream for the work. That's not a problem, but I think it's going to help if we can keep him fresh about every fourth day.
What does the huddle bring to your offense? You don't have to do it all the time. I see once in a while you yell to him, hey, huddle up. What is that? Is it for a pace issue or just specific to –
Well, like I said, we want to do both. You know, we obviously want to. I know he can run the no huddle. He does an exceptional job with that. We'd also like to be able to huddle and play fast, too. You can do that also. You know, I mean, there are teams that play on the ball that sit there and let the clock go down to two or three, and there are teams that huddle and snap it with 20. So we teach it all, and we're going to continue to do that. But, you know, if you are huddling and you're playing well, hopefully you're keeping your defense off the field, too.
Right.
We know that the offensive line has some youth to it. Is Friday night the ultimate test for them in Seattle against
the
defense?
Yeah, them three young guys, that's a heck of a place for them to walk into for their first preseason game. So, but, no, it's good. I mean, you know, you play great people in this league. Obviously, they're a great defensive football team, and you know, you're going to play in noise there, whether it's preseason or regular season. So, you know, they need to be tested, and nothing better than the way they're fixing to get tested with this first night. But they're working hard. They're improving every day. There's going to be mistakes, but I like the way they work. I like what they stand for.
Is it almost a trial by fire going to Seattle with all your young guys?
I think anytime you're a first-year guy, it's trial by fire, no matter where you go. So, but our guys are working, and you know, it's a lot to ask, but one thing I think those guys know, they got a lot of guys with them, you know. Those three guys, well, I know Matt's been in the league for a year, but those three guys got eight other guys going to work with them. So, you know, that's part of football. It's a team business.
What do you see from Bubba Caldwell?
You know, I've been impressed with Bubba. I think early it started a little slow. He's hung in there. Obviously, Cody's been getting a lot of reps, you know. Bubba has not hung his chin or anything on that. He's just stayed the course. Today made a lot of plays in practice. He's a veteran player that knows all positions, and he plays special teams. So that's a valuable commodity in this business. Those guys last, and he's doing a good job.
How about Darian Stewart back there at safety? Seen him also in Baltimore last year and how far he's gone?
Well, I mean, you know, I knew what he stood for as a player, and obviously we were looking. But I think we got a very competitive situation going on with he and Brew and Omar back there. You know, I think TJ's a stable force back there. But after that, I think we got a competitive situation going on. We'll see what happens. Yeah,
flash.
I can tell you've been watching because you're right. He has flash. He flashes every day. He's small. You know, you watch him stature-wise walk out here and you say, can you play in there? But there have been some great guys do that. You know, I could think of Zach Thomas for many, many years standing across from that center. And You know, he's a leader. He handles the huddle really well, and he loves contact, you know. So Reggie's done a good job with him, but you got to give the kid a lot of credit. He's come a long way.
Gary, you can't lump young offensive linemen all in the same group, all your guys, but I guess when they're in their first year, what comes usually first, picking up the speed of the game physically out there or the speed of the game on the mental side of figuring out?
I think it all depends who the player is. You know, like with Sombrio mentally is great. You know, he's been awesome. That has not been a problem. So the speed of the game, I think, is the first thing that he had to catch up on with Vaughn and DeMarcus on a regular basis. Max is a powerful guy. He's played in a lot of big games. Max is a center in college, so he's trying to get it all down at guard and all the calls and all those things. Maybe it's a little bit different for him. So I think it depends on the player. But, you know, the biggest thing you look for as a coach when you put a young player out there is, you know, does he look like it's too big for him? And those guys have been pretty good. You know, there's going to be some growing pains. I know that. But I like what they stand for, and I like the way they work.